This is a podcast about our lived experience, which unfortunately includes infant death and subsequent mental health struggles. Please take good care of yourself and only listen if this content feels safe for you right now. We'll still be here when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Judith.
And I'm Melina. We are internet friends turned real-life friends who both experienced the tragic loss of our sons to sudden infant death syndrome in winter of 2021.
In the year after Aiden died, my husband and I both became unemployed, my parents divorced, and we had to move 5 times for various reasons.
And as for me, just a few weeks before my son Quinn died, my then husband had come out to me as a transgender woman and we're subsequently divorcing.
It's been a lot.
It's been a lot.
But as long as we're living, we will love our sons deeply and work to make sure that we live a life that makes them proud.
Welcome to As Long As I'm Living podcast.
We're so glad you're here. I'm here.
Oh my good God, Judith, we are riding the struggle bus today. What the fuck?
Let me close the door. Hold on. Okay. So back to where we were before we had all these problems.
What in the actual fuck?
I don't know. Okay. I just feel like I'm a little confused. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, hi everybody.
Hello.
So Judith and I were together a couple of weeks ago, or actually, I don't know when I'm going to release this, but Judith and I were together in early September and we had some fun together doing Would You Rathers on Instagram Live, Grief Would You Rathers. So most of this episode is going to be a replay of that. So if you already saw it, feel free to listen again. Listen again. If you didn't hear it, great. That's awesome. Enjoy. But for those of you who did already hear, we're going to do a couple of new ones right now. So this is going to be brand new content before we head into the old Would You Rather. So Judith has not heard these, unfortunately, or at least she hadn't heard these. We've tried to record this multiple times. So now she has since heard them. I wish you guys could have gotten her real reactions, but she hasn't heard the last one. Okay. So,
all right. And also, I don't even think I fully answered the second one.
Okay. So the first question is, would you rather that people acknowledge your grief completely wrong or that they don't acknowledge it and say nothing at all?
Why don't you answer this question first?
Okay. I would much rather that people try and fail than not try at all, because I think that it's so much more hurtful when someone says nothing, whereas at least if they say something and it's wrong, I can at least feel the love of their intention for the most part. There are obviously things that people say that are so fucked up that I can't even believe the words came out of their mouth. But for the most part, the trying and failing is more comforting to me than the not trying at all. What do you think?
I 100% agree. And what I added also was that to me, it feels like it's offensive to Aiden if they don't even see him and acknowledge him as living. And even though they're trying to comfort me, they might fail at comforting me, but at least they see him. There's nothing worse than being invisible, which I, by the way, I believe at all in all cases. Like, there's something that hurts so much when you're in a meeting and like you try and voice your opinion and everyone is ignoring you, which I was dealing with last night, which I told you about. But
Can you turn the volume up a little bit on your mic all the way?
So anyway, I completely agree with you. And that is not right. I don't know what I did, but that's not right. Whatever it is. How's that? Better? That's better.
Right? See, just talk normally.
Okay. How's that? I think it's better.
Okay, great.
Oh, whoa, that was loud.
That's better.
Okay. I feel good. I just really feel pretty strongly that I want people to see him, and it hurts so much when no one does.
Completely agree. All right. And then the next question is, would you rather not be able to stop crying or be unable to cry? So you're crying.
So I was saying,
or you can't.
Okay. So for me, when that happens, I think it's a specific instance when you feel the tears coming and you can't stop them and you're in a public place. And it's not like when you're in your car, I feel. The real question is, it's not in your car. It's like when you're in a group of people, someone says something, it triggers a response in you. All of a sudden, you feel yourself start to well up with tears. And you desperately are like, please stop, please stop, please stop. Not a good time. And you just start crying. And then you're stuck. And to me, even though that doesn't feel good, at least it's cathartic at the end of it. there's something about not being able to cry that for me hurts. I don't think hurts is the right word. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable.
I agree.
You know, when I had a good cry, I almost feel like, okay, phew. Now I can.
Yeah, I agree with that. So it's interesting that you took that question that way, because to me, when I made up the question, I was thinking, would you rather be a griever who is just crying all the time, like it's interfering with their life,
yeah,
or be a griever who literally is unable to cry, which like some people are, like they can't bring themselves to cry. And I do think over time it evens out, but like, can you imagine like being first 3 months just hysterically crying the whole time or not crying at all? Does your answer change?
I just don't think I can imagine those extremes. I don't think that's my reality. But I do know that sometimes I talk to new grieving parents, and I have one in particular, one friend that recently lost her son to SIDS, and she'll say to me, she's like, I've cried every day for a month. And I kind of want to be like, yeah, of course. Like, I think for her, she's saying it as like a mark of grief. And at some point it's like, okay, well, that's just like a symptom, you know, like some point you're going to stop crying every single day and you're going to cry once a week or whatever it is. And your grief doesn't really change. I want to say like, to me, crying is not necessarily an indication of sadness or grief. That's what I'll say.
Agreed.
So it's like, in the beginning, I think I cried every single day for 4 months. I don't think I was sadder in those 4 months than maybe I was in the following 4 months, but maybe I wasn't. But I would say it was maybe more shocking, and maybe that's where the tears came from. I'm not sure, but I don't. To me, it's like, obviously you're going to cry every day. Your baby died. Or if you said, I don't cry.
Do you think there are people who don't cry at all?
Well, then I would say, okay, so you're not a crier. Okay. So you don't cry.
True.
I don't think, to me, that's not like.
For me.
Okay, I just want to say one more thing. It's one symptom. So let's say you're not crying, but like you're vomiting every day because of the grief and whatever. So you're just not a crier. Yeah. You're a vomiter. Like.
Yeah.
Or you're a crier. Yeah. Like, I don't, to me,
Or
you're a crier and a vomiter. To me, it's just like symptoms. Okay, go for it. What were you going to say?
Okay. So for me personally, like, I think I agree with everything you said. I don't like crying in front of people, but the feeling, but it does feel cathartic. And so for me, I've gotten used to the crying in such a way that I think it would be more distressing to me to be unable to cry. That said, I have never struggled with being unable to cry because I can make myself cry like that.
But
like,
do you,
a drop of a hat if
for
I want.
Me, it's, there have been times where it's been like a few weeks or a month since I've really cried, and I feel it building up, and it's almost, do you
Same.
Feel that way? Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, I don't, sometimes I can't force myself to cry. I don't know. Sometimes I just don't feel.
Oh, I have specific videos that if I need to cry, I head to those for some reason. And then the last, would you rather, is one we've touched on before, but it's, would you rather that they had never existed so that you didn't feel this pain?
Or that they lived and died? I think the honest truth is not that I wish that, but there are days and moments where I wish that.
Yes.
I don't wish it all the time, but there's certainly days and moments where I wish that, certainly. And then there are days and moments where I'm like, I'm so glad you lived, and now this is me, and this is my life, and there's beauty and purpose in this too. But I would be lying if I said, like, there are times where things are just so hard, and I'm like,
so
what was the point? Like,
yes,
this is so stupid. I just wish never any of this never happened, and then my life would be just so much better. Like, if it would have taken, you know. But so I think that that's the honest truth. Sometimes I do feel that way, but I don't always feel that way.
I would agree. If I had to answer the question straight up, though, I would definitely say I would not rather that he had not lived or existed. Like, I would rather that he existed and all this pain happened. But like Judith said, I agree that I sometimes in certain moments have wished that it were different.
Because you think his soul needed to be brought into this universe? Or?
I think that the love I feel for him is just so a part of who I am that I don't want to know who I am without that love.
I also feel like the 2 months and 20 days that he was alive was the happiest in my entire life. And I mean, if you said to me that you wouldn't have the, you know, 2 months of like the happiest day of your entire life, would I Like, do I
That's
want
a hard
to?
pill to swallow, even if it means you're getting rid of pain.
Sometimes I think to myself, if I was like in prison, and one time heard this guy who was like kidnapped by, I don't know what it's called if you're in war and you get kidnapped, but
a prisoner of war.
A prisoner of war. Okay, this guy. I don't remember his name, but he like walked off base and it was kind of like was one of those like gray scenarios where like he was kind of at fault for walking off base, but then he got caught and I don't know. Basically, he got put inside of like a dark room for like 2 years. And at some point in that time, he's escaped for one night, okay? For one night. And when he came back, it was his situation was worse because the guards were more strict with him and whatever. And they asked, they're like, well, was it worth it for you to run away for that one night knowing that the next year was going to be so hard? And he said, that was the last time I saw the moon and the stars for years. So he's like, was it worth it? Yeah. It was worth it to see the moon and stars just for that one night. Aww. And I think about that sometimes because is it worth it to see the moon and stars for 1 year? Is it worth it to just have those pure bliss and that like laying out under the starlight feeling where you feel completely at peace in your heart, even though everything else is like moving so fast? Is that worth it? So, yeah, sometimes I would say it is.
Yeah. Can I also just say that as we're talking about this, I'm so jealous of people who have all their living children. They don't have to even ask this question. Ugh.
We don't know what other people have. And on my best days, I can say I'm lucky for what I did have. And on my worst days, I say, fuck them all.
Fuck them all. Exactly. All right. Well, those are our Would You Rathers for today. I'm going to send you guys into the replay of our other Would You Rathers. So stay tuned for more Grief Would You Rathers.
Hello.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. It's Alina Quinn's mom and Judith Aiden's mom. As long as I'm living.
We wanted to just invite you all to join our morning coffee while I'm here. For a couple more hours.
Yeah.
Your flight is today. Look at that. Oof. My flight is today. My flight is in a couple hours. So we thought we would just invite you all to join our coffee. So, okay, the conversation we were just having was, would you rather do the first day of loss, like the day when you lost your child again, or
the third month?
An entire month.
An entire month. You can pick which month, but it has to be within the first 4 months.
Okay. What would you do? Would you rather relive that first day or an entire third month?
Hi, everybody.
It's my friend Allie.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Allie. I'll see you next week.
I think I would pick the first day.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think I was in such shock. And there was still so much stuff to do.
That's interesting.
I feel like I was less aimless and less just purely grieving. Like I was like half dead, half alive. You know, I think I would pick the first day.
The thing is, I think that a month is a really long time, but if you said would you rather pick the first day or 2 weeks of the 3 month mark, I would pick 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because there were some moments where I was okay, and I just, that first day was so horrific. I don't remember month three now, but I remember that first day.
Yeah.
So it must be like, almost three. Oh, maybe it was bad month. So never mind.
For anybody just joining, we are asking, would you rather live the first day of your loss over again or the third month of your loss over again? That's our would you rather question. Yeah. Okay. Next would you rather. Hang on. So your answer is you'd rather live. What's your answer?
I would rather do the third month because that first day was so bad.
And I picked the first day because I feel like I was so out of it that it doesn't matter. Yeah. Yep.
Hello, Kaylee.
Hi.
Aw.
Yes, go hey, get Mary. A cuppa.
I love it.
I think that means like a cup of tea.
Yeah.
A cuppa.
So we are on my like rooftop deck in my apartment building.
Okay, so next, would you rather?
Yeah.
would you rather tell, like, burst out to tears on a date Or let's just say it.
Hang on. Wait. Would you rather tell a date your story or
tell your workplace your story?
Tell your workplace your story again.
With the point
at a meeting, team meeting.
And the point is just to say, because I don't go on dates because I'm married, but I think the point is, would you have to tell like a stranger?
Right.
Would you rather tell a stranger that you're never going to see again your story?
Yeah.
Or would you rather have to tell your entire workplace?
Your entire work team in a meeting.
I don't understand.
Hello! Hi, I love Italy!
Kaylee says she does both all the time.
But where in Italy? Just wondering. Do you have space for one more at your house?
We would like to go to Italy.
yeah. Okay, Kaylee, feel free to join in and just tell us what you would rather. Would you rather tell all your work colleagues? First of all, there's something about work colleagues that is especially like painful because you're like you're not being professional.
Right.
And you know that no one will ever look at you the same. They will never.
Right.
As opposed to telling a stranger that you potentially don't have to ever see again.
I will say, as somebody who has told quite a few dates and who has also told many people at work, I strongly prefer telling people on dates.
Really?
I don't feel like it's that big of a deal.
I don't like
because, like, the thing is, it's on a first date. It's, like, so early, and, like, you don't really care one way or the other. So it's just, like, whatever. And honestly, the reactions are fun. The reactions are very entertaining.
I would rather... Oh, you would go for 3 months in. I was still numb.
Yes.
And I hadn't gained a little weight yet.
For anybody just joining, we are asking would you rather questions. So the first question was, would you rather do the first day of loss again or the third month? And then this question we're asking is, would you rather tell a stranger? So in my case, like a date, or would you rather tell a work meeting? And I said, I'd rather tell a date.
I would also rather tell a stranger just because I find work meetings, like you have to just, I don't know. I don't like to see people's pity. Not that I think people pity me, but I think people they do pity you, me. Sure. I don't like to see people's pity, and I also just generally find it easier to tell one person than a group of people, because when you tell a group of people, it's like you have to manage everyone's response. I'd rather manage one person's response than manage a group of people's response. Does that make sense?
Agreed.
Like, when one person is so shocked, you could just kind of, like, change the conversation. But it's all a room full of people. It's like, even if you change the conversation, you know that they're all going to talk about it with each other later. That's
awful. Agreed.
I find guys are better in terms of reaction than the gaggle of women. I found men to be straightforward. Interesting. I have not found this to be the case. I have found men to be very removed. Like, they don't know what to say, and their eyes just, like, kind of panic, and then they don't respond, like, at all. And women, I find... have pity.
Neither is good.
The best thing would be if someone said, I'm so sorry, and then that was it. But they don't do that. They just like keep
would
going.
Would you rather hear like
would you rather have someone say
I can't imagine, or would you rather say I have a good one. Would you rather that somebody say I can't imagine, or would you rather that somebody say I can imagine we lost my nephew suddenly.
No, not even nephew, because nephew would be too close. It's like when people say, I one time know someone who lost their nephew.
So I know how you feel.
Yeah. Would you rather be like, I can't imagine? Or this happened to me once. Someone said, oh, my friend's grandmother had a miscarriage once. And I was like, I'm sorry. That was 20 billion years ago. Not that I'm sure.
I'm sure it was very painful for your friend's grandmother.
That person's dead now.
Well, I would rather they say I can't imagine, but I think.
Carrie says I can't imagine is the actual worst. I agree, but I actually really don't like when people say, try to compare.
Yeah.
I don't like when people try and compare. Or when people say, like, my grandmother died suddenly. Like, that is not the same.
Not the same.
All loss is loss, and I validate it all, but I just wouldn't compare a baby to a 100-year-old. But, you know. Hello, Beth. Okay, what else? What was the first one that we were saying? I have a question. Would you rather do Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of like Okay, would you rather do Thanksgiving post-loss, or would you rather do, like, a fun holiday, like 4th of July, or Valentine's Day, or Mother's, yeah. Would you rather do, well, okay, which is worse? Would you rather do a Mother's Day or another Thanksgiving? An extra Mother's Day?
Mother's Day is worse.
You would rather do an extra Thanksgiving?
Yes.
I hate Thanksgiving.
Really?
I would choose Mother's Day is hard, but it's private. It's easy to hide from people.
True. Although, I also skipped out on Thanksgiving.
I had a young guy I volunteered overseas with reach out to me to say my mom lost a baby before me, and I like that because it gave me hope. I actually agree with that. I actually am going to agree with that. Yeah. About that it's nice when people say, like, I was a child after a loss. I actually agree with that. I just don't like when people say, like, something that's very removed in a very different situation. Like, when people say, like, I knew someone once. Yeah, that's not helpful to me that you know someone once who had a loss. Yeah. Now you know two people who had a loss. So I would say that I definitely would rather do a second Mother's Day than a second Thanksgiving. Because Thanksgiving is such a family holiday.
Yeah, it is.
To me, it's just so loud and so many people are so happy. Like, everyone's happy to be together. And Mother's Day, I mean, I really just don't interact with the holiday at all.
Yeah.
At all. I don't know, in, where'd she say she is? Scotland or Ireland?
We have someone from Glasgow.
Glasgow. I wonder if that person has, they don't have Thanksgiving. So I don't know what a good comparison would be. Christmas.
Sure.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, anyone else have one that they want to add in here? Feel free to
check. Would you rather? What are some symptoms? Let's do a symptom by symptom.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Would you rather have panic attacks all day, every day, or nausea all day, every day?
Well, I didn't have nausea.
Yeah, but so some people do.
I know, but I'd rather have panic attacks, nausea. Nausea is a lot more easier to manage. The problem with panic attacks is they come on and you don't even... This is the problem with panic attacks. Half the time you don't even know...
Oh,
right, I know you don't have Thanksgiving, so what do you have instead of Thanksgiving? Do you have, Christmas, right?
If they celebrate Christmas. I
don't celebrate Christmas. What's a family holiday there? A holiday where everyone gets together and is happy. what were we saying? Oh, nausea. The problem with panic attacks, I find, is half the time when you're through a panic attack, you don't even know you're in a panic attack. You're like, this is horrible. Why am I falling off a cliff? I don't feel good. And then it takes a while to be like, I think I'm having a panic attack. I should take medication now.
So what I do, this is what I do every single time. I'm like, I don't feel great. Oh, here I go. I don't really feel so good. And then I'm like, Alina, stop being dramatic. Just stop not feeling good.
Yes.
Alina, stop hyperventilating.
Yes.
Just stop.
Yes.
Just stop.
Yes.
Everything's fine.
Yes.
And then I'm like, I'm having a panic attack.
I agree. And Carrie says that people understand nausea, and I actually agree with that a lot. Like, if you say I'm nauseous, everyone will be like, okay, go lie down. But if you say, like, I'm having a panic attack, I think sometimes people don't know what that looks like.
Yeah. What I'll say is I think that I also would choose nausea. I did have both. I would also choose nausea, but nausea does lead to many other things. Like, it means that I wasn't eating at all, and, like, that's, like, really just not good for you anyway. But I still think panic attacks are worse.
What about forgetfulness?
Yeah.
Or would you rather have, like, a day of grief, forgetfulness, confusion,
uh-huh,
or a panic attack?
I would choose a panic attack.
There is nothing worse than showing up for a doctor's appointment and realizing it's next week. And then doing it again the next week.
Yeah. So the question is, would you rather have a full day where you're just really brain foggy, cloudy, your brain's not working, you're confused, or a single panic attack? And I definitely would pick panic attack, because those days where my brain is foggy are so uncomfortable
bad.
And unsettling, and I feel like shit. And the next day, like, I feel like I recover kind of quickly from panic attacks if I know it was a panic attack.
And there's medication. You can't take any medication for confusion.
Yeah. And, like, if I have a really confusing day, it, like, sets my whole week on fire.
And I want to ask if other people experience this also. When I lose something, I take it really personally.
Me too. I'm
if
like,
I lose an earring, I get, like, angry. I'm like, why? How did you lose that? So irresponsible. You know, like, It's just an earring. I think I should give myself a little more slack, but I lost my keys, my car keys.
Yeah.
I lost my car, like, right after Aiden died, a few months later. I went on a walk on the beach, and I completely lost my car keys. And that's, like, really inconvenient.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just annoying. Now we don't, you know, and that's not good. And it doesn't feel good to be like, I lost my car keys, so I can't come home. Like, it just, like, really doesn't feel good. And I was with another person, and I had to try and explain why I...
You're not in the video. Oh.
I had to try and explain why I don't have car keys. Whatever. Yeah. So I would not like that at all. All
right. And then I think the last one is the first one that we came up with. The last one is going to be, would you rather spend 1 minute...
You know what, Alina asked something similar. Would you rather get an hour with your child as they were, or an hour with them
Keely,
in the
this
future?
Is what I was about to say. This is what I was about to say.
Actually, it's not, but that's better than I was about to say.
Better.
Let's do that. We'll end with this one. Would you rather get an hour with your child as they were, or an hour with them in the future they could have had?
Oh, such a good question, Kaylee.
Excellent question. Excellent question. That's better than my question.
That is better than your question. Yeah. That's really good. I invite everyone to answer because this is such a good question.
Yeah.
I would choose an hour in the future. I would love to know what Aiden was like. I would love to. Like, I feel like I really want to get to know his personality, and, like, I want to know if my, like, suspicions were real. You know? Like, I think he would have been like this, but maybe he wouldn't have been.
I think I would pick as he was.
Really?
Yeah, because I think that's really who I miss, is that baby. I obviously miss all of it. Sorry about the dog barking. Somebody's dog's barking. But I think I worry that if it was in the future, it's hard for me to imagine just, like, picking up where we left off and, like, seeing him and, like, everything, whatever. Like, what if there are more questions than answers? Like, what if he's not happy in the future? Like, I don't know. Like, it just makes me feel...
Okay, so what if he's not happy in the future? Oh, I mean, he's dead.
I know. We're making this up.
I know, but I'm saying, like... Would you rather have a 20-year-old or a baby? So you're saying you'd rather have a baby, but the 20-year-old, his life has been perfect. He's been dead.
You're right. In the world where I think I would pick as he was. I think I would pick as he was. I really do.
I would pick the future. I would love to know what he would have been like. And I just have so much I want to tell him. Yeah. And I feel like I can't tell a baby in the same way that I could tell, like, a 20-year-old and be like...
That's true.
And be like, let me tell you about your family, and let me... And I would love to ask questions like, so did you enjoy the birthday cake every year, or was the birthday cake, like, not
did
so
I go
much?
A little over the top with your grave decorations?
Yeah, like, did you appreciate the grave decorations, or were the grave decorations, like, a total mess? And I feel like I would have been, I want to be able to say, like, hey, do you remember when we took you to Hawaii? I mean, you were dead, but do you remember when we took you to Hawaii?
Hi.
Yeah, I feel like I would want to ask. I want to know I'm doing it right. That's such a classic Enneagram whatever. What is that? I'm
three.
I want to make sure I'm doing it right. Like,
that
I want
you're a successful lost parent. You want to ask him all these questions.
Yeah, but I also want to know what his personality would have been like. And I think if I could only spend, like, some time with him, then I would want to be able to take that time and imagine him for the rest of my life. Like, I still have another 20 years after.
Yeah.
You know? And I would, like, it would be easier for me to hold on to that mental image of him as an adult.
Yeah.
Although I think I would feel so sad because I'd be like, oh my God, he's such a great little boy. Or he'd be a big boy. He's such a great boy. Like, I really miss out on such a good young man. Like, he probably would be like, I don't know, maybe he'd be a good guy. Carrie says she'd rather an hour as an adult. I agree.
Isabella's mom says as they were, or mom or dad.
And Trauma says my child would have turned 11 yesterday. Oh, happy birthday! What was your child's name so we could wish her a happy birthday?
I'd love to have her here to share with her twin sister.
Oh my gosh, that's very interesting because you now have, like, a picture as what she would have looked like as an 11-year-old. Like, one of the things I would love would be to see what Aiden would have looked like as an adult. So it's interesting because you have the opportunity to see what
that must be
what
so that, hard.
But that also must be so hard. And every time that child turns 11, it's so triggering. Okay, I don't know grief and trauma. That's a tricky one.
Tricky. Kaylee says same as you. She would
Kaylee. Maya. No, Amaya. Amaya. Amaya.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Amaya. Amaya's mom, explain, tell us, what do you think? Do you think on one hand it's like really wonderful to have a reminder what she would have looked like, or do you find it really triggering because
there's
these like missing, you're missing so many milestones and you know exactly what they are.
Yeah,
it's always fun. I mean, yeah. Okay. Well, it was so fun to do this. I feel like we never get to interact with people other than, you know, if they DM us. So it's been fun.
Yeah, this was fun. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you for joining us. It's beautiful. I love it. We'll see you later. Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
To all of our wonderful new friends, we want to hear from you. Email us at aslongasimlivingpodcast@gmail.com. And follow us on Instagram @aslongasimlivingpodcast. We'll get back to you as soon as our grieving brains allow.
Yay!